Fighting over the past week in the Central African Republic capital of Bangui has killed more than 400 people and displaced nearly 160,000 as the humanitarian crisis in the country worsens. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says nearly 40,000 people are currently at the airport where there are no latrines, no washing facilities, and no shelter from the elements. Spokesperson Adrian Edwards told a Geneva press conference on Friday that UNHCR has provided tents to its humanitarian partner, the French agency MSF, or Doctors Without Borders, which is running a medical clinic at the airport.
Aid is also going to other relief agencies, and we're working with fellow UN agencies and NGOs to try and scale up humanitarian operations across CAR, despite the access and security problems that we face at the moment.
Last week's fighting in Bangui marked the latest turmoil in the CAR, where there are persistent reports of indiscriminate attacks against civilians, recruitment of child soldiers, sexual and gender-based violence, looting and destruction of property. Although the situation in the capital appears to have improved in recent days, Ravina Shamdasani of the UN Human Rights Office says they're alarmed over increasing tensions among Muslim and Christian communities across the country.
The situation is also tense in several towns, including Buka, Bosangoa, and Bozoum, where a vicious cycle of attacks and reprisals continues. According to information we have received, 27 Muslims were killed by self-defense militias, known as anti-Balaka, in the village of Bohong on Thursday.
The Central African Republic has been in turmoil for about a year after a rebel coalition known as Seleka attacked towns and eventually overthrew the government. Recent clashes between former rebels and self-defense militias have added to the deepening humanitarian crisis, with more than 500,000 people displaced within the country. The UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, has been delivering supplies to Bangui since last December. Spokesperson Marixi Mercado says its largest airlift is scheduled for this Friday.
It will be carrying 77 metric tons of UNICEF emergency supplies, blankets, soap, jerry cans, medicine, water purification supplies, plastic sheeting, health and midwifery kits for children and families in most in need, but also to our partners so that they can continue to provide emergency care to those injured in the past few days of violence.
UN agencies also report that people have been fleeing to neighboring countries, arriving exhausted after crossing rivers and walking for days through forests.